This is Digital Dave. Fast Eddie stepped out for a moment, claiming extreme hunger pangs. And I am joined by Mr. Charles Stites, the Executive Director of Ableflight. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well so far. How are you doing?
Great. It's been a great week here. It's a good week for Ableflight, too.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Ableflight. It says flight training scholarships for people with disabilities.
Yeah, we set this organization up a year ago. We actually announced it here at AirVenture in 2006. And since then, we've gathered our sponsors together, our support group, board of directors, that kind of thing, and started awarding scholarships in December. We've awarded six since then, and four of our scholarship recipients are here this week, and we'll be at a ceremony tomorrow.
Well, that's fantastic, and the ceremony is to...
The ceremony is to honor the folks in our scholarship program and also acknowledge the people who've supported it. A lot of those sponsors are here, and EAA has been very helpful in our scholarship program.
Okay, now you just said prior to coming back from break that you have one student who is going to be awarded his sport pilot license?
Well, we have one that's been up here training for the past month. We did that kind of secretly and sent a specially equipped airplane up here with two students, actually, and I'll mention both of them, and used a local instructor for sport pilot training. And this young man, Sean O'Donnell, took his check ride just this Monday, the day that EAA opened, and passed. And so he's one of the newest sport pilots, if not the newest, in the United States.
That's fantastic. I salute him. I salute anybody that gets a pilot's license, but especially someone that has to work harder at it. Right. Than the rest of us.
Yeah, and one of the neat things about it is we were talking earlier about the airplane. There's only one light sport airplane that comes from the manufacturer already equipped with hand controls. It's an option you can order. And so Sean, for example, he's been in a wheelchair for 12 years, so he needs the hand controls. And this airplane is here on the grounds, and it's pretty neat to look at the way they engineered and put this together.
Yeah, I would like to. I was just trying to figure out how they would do hand controls. I mean, is it a separate stick for rudder?
That's exactly it. It's that stick control, actually, it serves two purposes. On the left side, there's a stick that you can take in and out in just 3 seconds or so, and it controls rudder and throttle. You twist it for throttle, you push and pull for rudder. And the other existing stick had aileron, elevator, and it has handbrakes and electric trim. So you had everything there at hand.
And so the controls really aren't all that much different from a regular aircraft.
Absolutely not. And as I said, you can take that out in 3 seconds, and so it can be flown in a typical configuration.
So it still has rudder pedals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there's only one company that's thought enough about it to do that.
Yeah, it's an Italian firm, and it's a really neat airplane. It's been around for a number of years, but they modified it a few years ago to accommodate this as an option. It's the Skyro 600 LSA, and you can take a look at that down at Hansen Air Group's display. And over at the Light Sport Mall, there's the one with the special hand controls.
Have you talked with the gentleman since he's gotten the license?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw him that afternoon, incredibly excited. His parents are here this week. They've come from Pennsylvania. And also this week, at our other folks, we have our first person to get his license, and that was last month. And that's a fellow from Georgia named Brad Jones. He's here with his parents. He'll be at the ceremony tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
And two other folks, if I can mention, that'll be here is one of our scholarship recipients who starts training in a few weeks, also from Georgia. And our organization, part of our mandate is to serve wounded veterans. And so a third of our scholarships go to wounded veterans. So the other fellow who is up here training, Rob Laurent, will be there tomorrow as well. He was wounded in Iraq, and he got... Well, part of the way through with his training here, he had one medical issue to deal with pretty quickly, and that slowed his training up. But he'll be finishing up pretty soon himself.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I'm assuming that the student graduating, which I can't remember his name.
Sean O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. Had never flown previous to doing this.
He had flown in light airplanes, but he had obviously never had taken any flight training.
Okay. To him, this the ability to fly must be so much more than the rest of us.
Yeah, it is. You know, you hear words like freedom,
yes,
and being set free, that kind of phrase. And the truth of it is, when a person is in an airplane, they're not a person with a disability; they're a pilot.
Right.
And especially when they face this challenge, work through the training program, and it's pretty intensive. We do a month of training. That's what we do. We send people. And again, I'll just say we're a scholarship organization. We don't own airplanes, and we don't hire the flight instructors. We work with flight schools. So we send them to a flight school for a month, pay for their hotel, pay for all their training and everything, but they have to do the work.
Right, they've got to make it.
They got to make it. And both the guys that have finished have done it in right at 25, 26 hours, which is great.
That is great.
Yeah, which shows something about their dedication and their willingness to accept that challenge.
And like you said, the disability means nothing at that point. They're just a pilot, like the rest of us. And
nobody
still do the same crummy landings.
Exactly. And they get no special breaks in any way.
Yeah.
They have to meet the same requirements under the test standards when they go for their, you know, their check ride as anybody else. And the fact that they have to work a little harder at getting the airplane prepared and things like that, that's their challenge, but they do it.
Do you have trouble finding flight instructors that are willing to work with a person with a disability?
No, actually we haven't. And we've had several good volunteer flight instructors. And the young lady, and I'd like to mention her because she's from this area, Kate Bernard, lives up in Clintonville. She was dedicated this last month to training these guys, adjusted her schedule up here, her normal instructing schedule. And she was wonderful about this. And I think she would tell you that she had a great experience doing it. It's been very rewarding.
Well, their attitudes are probably a lot different than some students.
I tell the flight instructors that are going to work with Able Flight Scholarship winners that you're going to get some of the best students you ever had. They're going to be dedicated, motivated. They're going to come with a time schedule allotted for the training, so they won't be playing with the schedule. And they come with the money because we supply that. We take care of that. So you get somebody that's, I think, is going to be the kind of student you'll remember as being some of your best.
Okay. How does someone go and apply for a scholarship?
We have a form on our website, ableflight.org, that they can download. And it's not too extensive in terms of its length, but it does require some work because we want this process to be challenging from the beginning. And then it includes reference letters, it includes background information, an essay, your goals with what you would do with your license or your certificate once you have it. A letter from a doctor stating the nature of the disability and how it affects the person. Then we do a personal interview after we narrow the group down to that, and then the scholarship committee meets and selects that group of people.
Well, it sounds like you've got plenty of applicants.
We do, and we're looking forward to awarding. We've awarded the 6 scholarships since December, and 2 people are already licensed, but we have about 4 more right now that we're looking at pretty closely that we've looked at that group. We hope to award between 10 and 20 a year. And if I may talk about sponsors for just a second, because this wouldn't exist
without some sponsors.
A lot of those folks are here. Our major sponsors are Bombardier, they make the Learjet and the Challenger and
the Rotax
Express.
Engines.
That's the other part of the company, and of course a lot of these airplanes use Rotax engines.
Right.
Cessna, folks that are here who obviously are doing something with their own LSA now.
Yeah.
And maybe something's going to happen there in the future. We'll talk to them about
that. Yes, exactly. Maybe they'll fit one out for you.
Right. King Schools here, obviously, good supporters of EAA and good supporters of Able Flight. Hansen Air Group that I mentioned already, they've supplied an airplane up here for the last month, and they've also donated approximately 100 hours of flight training this year to Able Flight, and that's very significant.
That is a very big donation.
That's a huge donation. And Aircraft Spruce, Air Chart Systems, all people who are over in the vendor buildings here, and I hope if you go over and talk to them, the folks that are listening would thank them for supporting an organization like this. Perrone Leather, I think I mentioned Jet Aviation. It's a large FBO firm all around the world. They've been a good supporter of ours as well. We'll be announcing a new sponsor, and you can take a clue from that from the name Aeroshell Square. So,
okay. Some guy named Square, huh?
Yeah, that's it. So we're very excited about having all these folks support us. And as I mentioned earlier, we've had excellent support from the folks at EAA, from Bob Warner, who's known about this project from the beginning, Dick Napinski, has helped us set up our ceremony, folks like that.
That's fantastic. It's good to see other pilots fly.
It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in aviation, and I tell people that get involved with Able Flight, this is something that you're going to remember that you did.
It's kind of like getting involved with the AA.
Yeah.
Different level, though, much more personal. Well, Charles, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to be here.